Hey everyone, this is John Puritz. Welcome to the Man Up Already podcast. This show is dedicated to each of us being better in all areas of our lives, mentally, spiritually, physically, and relationally. We want to help you be a better you because when you man up already, the world around you is greatly impacted. Here on the podcast, we don't believe you're an accident. We believe each of us is created for purpose, and this show is dedicated to helping you discover and live out that purpose. Again, welcome to the show, and let's check out another great episode. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Man Up Already podcast, and super, super pumped to have you here. It's going to be a great show today. We are recording this at the beginning of Labor Day weekend, so whenever you're listening to this, I hope you had a great end of your summer, kickoff to the back end of 2023, and we're going to do an episode today that I think really kind of sets the tone on how things can move, change, grow, get better. I'm super pumped for our guest today. He is the owner of Maximizer Sales Teams. He's an expert in sales, sales training, sales coaching with in the field experience, which we're going to hear about today. I love bringing on guests that are in the trenches, doing the work, and then able to offer guidance because of real world experience. You know, it's one thing to theorize; it's another thing to have lived it, know it, and be able to pass that on. He's really been in business and in sales his whole life. Was a marketing major. We've had marketing people on here before. And why do we do this? Well, we do this because, you know, it's a success focused podcast, right? Man Up Already, the whole mindset, the whole movement is that we can just grow and get better. And I personally had been, you know, kind of trained and programmed to be an employee my whole life. I knew nothing about sales. I knew nothing about, moving things forward by your own efforts. It was always kind of, this is what somebody told me the job was. And then I prepared to do that job. But I learned very quickly that if you want it, you've got to go out and get it. And so if you want a better life, if you want better things just in your life, you're going to have to level up and go out and go get it. And the Man Up Already movement is wherever you're at. If it's time to jump to a next level, nobody's going to do that for you. Right. And it's not handed on a silver platter. It literally is. You're going to have to go get it. And being good in relationships, being good in sales, being good in just conveying your opinion or your education and your knowledge. Right. They say knowledge is power. Well, you've got to apply that knowledge. You've got to convey it. And I think having sales skills is an incredibly, incredibly important thing. So I am super, super pumped to bring up our guest today. We had met on LinkedIn, and the way he engaged me was a perfect example. I want to talk about that when I bring him up, of meeting with him, connecting with him, and now here he is on the podcast. So I'm super pumped to have on the Man Up Already podcast. Everybody, please welcome our guest, Fred Majors, today. Fred, welcome, buddy.
Hey there, John. How's it doing?
It's going awesome. It's going awesome. You know, I was thinking about you. How many times do people on social platforms, and LinkedIn is kind of changing where you're getting spammed or you're getting these, you know, let me shove what I do down your throat right out of the gate. And your message to me was, man, I would just love to connect with you. Right. You were very relational. I think you said something like, I really am looking to expand my community. I kind of dug your profile and I just like to get to know you a little bit more. Let's connect. Yeah. And I'm going, who says no to that? Like, that is a clear example of relationship skills, people skills, and ultimately sales skills. So I'm really pumped to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you absolutely for having me here. You know, when it comes to that messaging through LinkedIn, the whole purpose of LinkedIn is to network. Is to network and get to know other people that you don't know about, and build relationships, to help each other, further each other in business, or, you know, sharing information. And so, you know, there's your, I don't know how many people are out there like putting, you know, I do this, I do that. You have a problem with this, then we should connect. I don't know how many people are doing that, but that's not the right way. It doesn't get responses. People turn off immediately. But if you use it, use the platform and ask people just to have a networking meeting, just to those, you know, let's meet, let's get to know one another. That's the purpose of LinkedIn, and more responses come from that type of message than talking about your business.
You know, I said it on, you know, just bringing you up here, but I really believe it's true. You know, it's not, it really is not what you know, it's who you know, right? So networking, like you said, is incredibly important. And if you're going to network and connect with people, I think the some of the issues that people face, especially in a generation or in a time where it's instant gratification, right? If I want it, I can get it. And relationships don't work that way. They take time. And I think what people are missing, I'm incredibly turned off by somebody shooting me a message and cold pitching me what they do.
Yeah.
As if I was sitting there waiting for you to send me a message on what you do. You know what I mean? So maybe tell our audience why that doesn't work and why it's so important to build rapport. Let's just kind of dive in.
So when it comes to building rapport, the best lesson I learned from that is being in jewelry sales. I sold jewelry at Jared Jewelry for 8 years, and I was terrible for 4. And
like, he went to Jared. Jared, is that what you said?
Yeah, he went to Jared. outside the mall. You know, I really started. You know, I've always been in sales. Like, I started selling CDs. You know, when I was in high school, like, me and my friends, we would make rap CDs and we'd sell them. And so that's where it kind of really started at. But when you talk about being terrible for 4 years and not understanding why this, you know, you're not making those sales, you're not getting people to say yes to you, it's all about the relationship. So I was working full time at Jared, and my numbers were bad. It's like, you know, we're going to get to the point where we're going to have to let you go. Mm. And so it's like, I can't be let go, but I really love to do this type of work. And so I went part-time and I started working at Joseph A. Bank, the clothing store. And so I'm working 2 jobs. I did that for about a year. And I know people have done like 2 jobs, like way longer. But in that year time, I started to see why my sales in the jewelry business, even working part-time, I was selling way more than I was when I was full-time. And it all had to do on my ability to build relationships. Before, I was talking about product. You know, we are outside the mall. We're not in the mall. You know, we can get your jewelry done and clean and repaired, you know, in a couple of hours instead of days. You know, we have these type of warranties. We have these type of, you know, credit options. That doesn't work. It's not about that. No, you know, people don't really care about that. People care about the person they're buying jewelry for. They care. And so when I talk to women, you know, I talk to men about, you know, who is the woman you're buying this for? How long have you guys been together? How did you guys meet? You know, how do you plan on proposing? That's when I started to make more money from that business. Then you add in the personal relationship side of it. Like, what type of you know, sports teams do you like? You know, what school did you go to? You know, all those things play a big part into, you know, closing deals, because people like to buy from people they like, and people will continue to buy from people that they like.
You know, there's a lot in there. So, I think the first thing is, you know, there are jobs and people have to do them. But I think, the majority of income goes to those that create the work, right? Like, there's people that process the work and then there's people that create the work, right? And so the jewelry isn't going to sell itself.
No.
Somebody's got to sell it. And when somebody sells it, Jared, the business and the people who process the sales have a job to do, right? Yes. But they make less than the person selling the jewelry, because in business, right? Just business. We live in a capitalist society, and in business, those that go out and create the work are the ones that get paid the most. And so we hear things like, you know, I mean, how often have we sat in front of somebody that they're pitching product because they're so enamored with their product or they're so enamored with what they're doing? And I'm guilty of this because I jumped from being a band director into being in financial services. And I came into financial services because I wanted to serve people. I think salespeople really do at their heart want to serve people.
Absolutely.
Maybe we just get right. We get lost in learning all about what we're doing and what we're selling that we forget it's sold to a person. And it's about connecting with that person and finding out need and having empathy and care. I wrote here, right? It's all, you got to have empathy. And my last podcast episode that we just published was about having empathy and being able to listen more than you talk and all these things and being interested rather than being interesting. And it's funny, right? Because you learned it almost having it taken away from you.
Absolutely. You know, it's something I was super blind to, but I don't know what it was about, you know, going to, you know, I'm still in the people business working at the clothing store, you know, because, you know, it has to fit a certain way on them. And then what's the, you know, what's the occasion, either a wedding or job, you know, a job interview or whatnot. So I was still in the people business, but I'm now around more people. And now I'm building more connections and asking more questions and letting people, you know, talk about them and their lives. And it's easy how people are open to talk about themselves. You know, as a salesperson, you just have to ask the right questions. And that's really what people love and appreciate.
Yeah. And it's learning how to ask those questions. I think oftentimes we hear people say, well, I'm no good. I'm not good with people, or I'm not good in sales. And well, there's a lot of people around, right? Like you're not going to make money just sitting in your room.
No.
Right. Not engaging. It comes from, and I think this is a new form of networking that we learned post COVID, right? Is being able to do it. You and I haven't met in person, but here you are on the podcast, right? Because you can network virtually, but it's still, and in many ways, I think you would agree, you can do it faster and easier because you don't have to drive and you don't have to leave, but you can still connect with people and have great conversations.
Absolutely right. You know, the way that LinkedIn is done now is a fast way to build relationships with people. You can literally ask people to have a conversation and meet, and they'll take the meeting. And that's something that is, you know, super hard to do before. You know, Jory, you had to wait for people to come in.
Right.
And then once they're in, okay, now I have to, you know, build that relationship. With this, I can't, you know, I just can't hit numbers on the, you know, on the, use a phone book or use some type of, you know, just hit numbers and just call people up and ask for jewelry.
Right.
Like, you can't do that. But now you can meet with your target audience because they're all there on LinkedIn and just send them a message and ask to have a conversation with them, and they'll do it. I've met over 300 people so far this year, just this year alone.
It's amazing.
Just from asking to have a networking meeting.
And what has that done? I'll ask two questions. What has it done? One for your business, but what has it done for your overall quality of just being a human being?
It's a great question. For me, for the business, it's the fastest way to grow. Because, you know, I need to meet with people that I can help and I can serve. And then I have to build that relationship with them. And that has been the fastest way to do that. And when it comes to, like, you know, like just like personal relationships, one of the things that I've learned this year is commitment. Commitment is one of the biggest things for me. I live with my girlfriend. And what happened last year is that my apartment complex got sold to somebody else that wanted to turn to B&B. In Florida, the pandemic, everybody from the north moved down. Rent was absolutely jacked up from, it was like $900 when I moved in 2019. $990, somewhere near there in 2019. And just these little one-bedroom shacks. That same apartment now is worth $1,300 in less than 3 years. That is absolutely crazy. So I had to move in with my girlfriend. And I say that is because I planned on moving out. Like, the plan was, okay, I'll move in. I'll stay for a little bit and then save up and then I'll move out. And it's just because of the rent, you just can't do that. But that caused so many problems in my relationship because I'm trying to leave. And once I committed, there all the issues went away. So once I committed to being here with her and being with her children, that's when all the issues between me and her went away. Our relationship got better because of commitment. When you're doing,
what do you mean when you say you were trying to leave? What did you mean by that? Like,
so I was trying to find my own place, and I was trying to, you know, I had the intention on leaving, so I wasn't committed to her. And being here and being, you know, a productive adult around children, you know, and being a productive person in a relationship.
Yeah, well, so your perspective changed, and when your perspective changed, everything changed.
Absolutely. So it was the commitment, and it's the same thing with sales. You have to be committed to doing this. This is not something that you cannot wait for people to come to you. You have to go to them. You have to commit to that process.
Yeah. And I think that's why I wanted to have you on the podcast, is because I say often, right? We talked about it just before we went live, that sales skills are life skills. You may not be selling a product, but you're selling your girlfriend on commitment, right? Absolutely. You're selling yourself to your spouse. You're selling, right? Like if I want this and my wife wants this, somebody's winning. Yes. You know what I mean? Like somebody, whoever's committed, right? But your ability to have conversations, your ability to listen. I mean, I think sales skills just in relationships alone are vitally important, right? If my wife is upset and I'm committed to just getting my point of view across, that's not a sales skill. That's not selling on I'm an active listener, right? Like it, you could go deep into how important these skills are, because it really is skill with people.
Absolutely. You know, when you're doing sales, you can't just go into it and start selling. Like, this is what I want to do. And same thing with a relationship. This is what I want. I'm gonna do what I want. So this is what it is. That's not how it works in a relationship or in sales. Like, you start off by talking and understanding what is the problem. What's the issue that, you know, is trying to be solved when you're selling something? What is that problem? What is that issue? And you know what's funny? A lot of people, they don't even know they have an issue. They don't even know they have an issue until you talk to them and you ask the right questions. That's why, you know, asking the right questions is very important. And a lot of this is really hard to learn how to do this correctly in sales.
One of the things that I learned early on, and again, because I think these things are just so important when you're like, we're here in a new community and you want to meet your neighbors, or you're, you know, at a church and you want to meet people. Again, it all comes back to being able to be good with people. And I learned early on something called form, right? How can you, you know, and it was an acronym on what to ask people, right? How do you step into a room and be able to have a conversation like that? And you can put me in any room and I'll have a conversation like that, because I can go, hey, Fred, tell me about your family. Are you married? Do you have a significant other, right? And you're going to start talking all, and I could ask as many questions as I want, right? And you're telling me about your family. What do you do for work? So O in form is occupation. Okay. You know, tell me, is that your dream job? Is there something bigger? What do you like? R is recreation. What do you like to do when you're not working? And then M is motivation. You know, when what really lights you up? You know, is your career the thing? Is your family thing? Or is there something else that's just like, and so you could have a, and people walk away going, that's the greatest conversation ever.
Absolutely.
Because what do they love talking about? Themselves, right?
Themselves. And, you know, every conversation that I start with easy questions to warm people up. You know, how is the weather in your, you know, when I'm doing these networking meetings, how is the weather where you're at? That's an easy question to warm people up and get them to, you know, start opening it up, you know, more easily.
Yep.
So, start off with the easier questions from the beginning and then get into harder questions as you, you know, go down, and I call it a consultation. So it's not like your traditional consultation where, you know, you're trying. No, it's a consultation of meeting somebody brand new and just wanting to build, you know, get to know something else about somebody else, share information yourself about, you know, about you, and then build up the affinity.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's so vitally important. And it is a skill that can be learned. You know, I would honestly say that I think in everything that we've done over the last 20 years, and I, you know, I'm a big fan of Robert Kiyosaki's The Cash Flow Quadrant.
Okay. Which,
have you ever seen that?
I've not seen that
one. Oh, yeah. It's incredibly powerful. It's the first quadrant is employee. The second quadrant is self-employed. Third quadrant is business owner. And fourth quadrant is investor. And you kind of journey mentally through, you know, some people stay as employees, then employees will go, oh, well, you know, I can do this myself, and they become self-employed. Right. But then, and I know you made this shift. Yep. Eventually you go, if it's all relying on me, this isn't going to grow and I'm going to fade out.
Yeah.
So you went into the business space where now you're mentoring, coaching, training others to do certain things. And you probably spend more time working on the business than you do actually in the business.
Yeah.
Right. That's a business owner. And then eventually you could sell that, or the business produces income that you invest, or you invest in other businesses. And that's the cash flow quadrant.
Yes.
But I don't think you can make that journey without getting really good at sales, talking to people, being right, networking, growing mentally, everybody, every connection, you learn something more, you can apply, and you keep growing yourself and getting better. Those things don't happen without deliberate action.
Yes, I think you made an absolutely fantastic point there. And using that quadrant was really good, because I tried to start off by being right after college. I tried to be self-employed, and that failed miserably. I needed to be a employee first. I needed that, you know, working for somebody else, so I can just focus just on the job that they asked me to do and get really good at it.
Right.
And mine just happened to be sales. Like, mine just happened to be, you know, sales jobs. So, you know, that took a while to learn. And when I eventually moved over to, you know, self-employed, now I have all this sales skills. What threw me off was, you know, the delivery. The delivery, you know, when you're a sales guy, it can be tough, because not, you know, I love to sell. And so when you sell a bunch, and then you have to deliver.
Right.
And then, so your sales go down because you're delivering. And eventually, you know, because of my business partner, I've been able to see that, okay, I need to put in something in place to deliver for me so I can keep focused on the sales, the things that I'm really good at sell, and they would deliver. And so that is growing the business.
Yeah. And I think that distinction is so, so key, because I've seen many self-employed people fail because they don't get that distinction. All right. Right. I'm good at moving the business forward, getting the people right.
Yeah.
But actually delivering on what I'm asking or what I'm selling is not happening. Right. And then they just fail because they're still stuck in self-employment mode. Right. Mm-hmm. But then you were like, all right, well, how, and I love this, because I didn't even think this would come up, but that's why I love the podcast, right? Like, growing in life is hitting the wall and figuring out a way around it, over it, underneath it, whatever, right? You've got to get past whatever that wall is. Yeah. And how often, I'm sure you've seen this as well, do people hit the wall and shrink back? I mean, literally, Man Up Already was birthed out of watching people hit the wall and just quit, mm-hmm. right? But those that say, well, all right, what's the challenge? The challenge is I can't deliver at the rate in which I'm selling. So how do I create a system that allows that to happen? And that's how your VA business kind of happened, correct?
That is absolutely correct. It really was looking at, okay, I have these VAs and I'm selling, but when I sell a VA, I'm managing. So I'm doing some of the work that the VA would do just to make sure that I'm delivering over than what was promised.
And I just want our audience to know VA stands for virtual assistant, not veteran affairs or.
So when I sell a virtual assistant, I'm there helping out in that delivery process to make sure that I'm over delivering. And I had to let go of my biggest client in January. Because my biggest client was asking me to do so much. And so I'm doing work. The VA's doing work. I had another VA that joined in as well, too. Where all three of us are doing all this work. And my business is suffering because I don't have time to sell.
Yeah.
And so I had to let that person go and let them know that I can't do this anymore. And just kind of retool, put together, okay, let's get a manager. I'm the manager. Let's replace me. Let's get a manager that's going to hire and manage and train the VA. So that way I can continue on selling. And then that's another level hit.
Yeah. Again, these things all connect. Everything we're talking about, they all connect and they're showing up, right here. And it's funny because I was just having a conversation with my daughter about this, but you have to be willing to take a step back, right? The Navy SEALs, they don't retreat. I forget the word is, it's more like I'm not retreating, I'm resting, so that I can move the mission forward, right? Yeah. They rest, but they don't retreat. If I have this right concept right, I forget what the terminology was, but it's taking a step back. To knowing that it puts in place things that you can, I think that maybe it's recover, but they take a step back so that I can move the mission forward, right? And sometimes taking that step back may look like I got to unload a big client, or the thing that got me here is not the thing that's going to take me to the next level. Yeah. What is that, right? And having that foresight, and I talk about this in our financial business all the time, and I think it's important in life. Is it always in the end? I think you would agree, Fred, is defaults to, do you have a plan? Is there a goal? Is there something that we're getting after and knowing we're going to make strategic decisions that enable us to get to that place? And sometimes it's taking a step back so that you can leap forward.
Absolutely right. It's one of those things that it's like, it feels like a heavy blow at the beginning of it. But as you're at a certain point that you look back and go, if I didn't look back and make that change when I did, I would not be where I'm at now. I wouldn't have the knowledge that I have now. I wouldn't have the things in place that I have now. So I think a lot of people are at that place. You see a lot of coaches, they will, one-on-ones are fantastic and fun to do, but you're eventually going to run out of time where you can't keep doing one-on-ones and selling. And so then you see a lot of coaches, and they'll go into a group setting style instead of one-on-one style. It's a great pivot. Or they'll bring in other coaches, to take on, clients. So, to be able to grow, you're going to have to, take a step back and look and see what's going to be the best move.
Right. And then to just kind of tie our podcast together, I think in those moments, and those moments are my wife and I, as an example, moving from Connecticut to Florida, right? Like, all right, what's that going to look like? We gave up tenured teaching positions and salaries to go to nothing. You're eventually going to have a plan. You're going to have to map it out, but then you're going to have to sell somebody on this idea, right? Like, you're going to then need people. And so people got to buy in, right? Because you're moving from being alone to scaling out. You're going to have to go get people on board or convince the people that are on board not to leave because this is where you're going. Like, whether you're in relationship with someone or whatever, these things really all do tie in together.
They truly do. They really do.
I love it. Well, I really, really appreciate you you coming in here today. I want to wrap up with, I think we touched on it a little bit, but what are your thoughts on, I said sales skills are life skills, but relationship skills are sales skills. So we touched on relationships a little bit more, but what's one tip that you could, in a virtual world, how do people build more relationships with people short of just hitting up and saying, hey, let's meet? Right. What would be some actionable things that somebody could do today to just be better in relationships with people?
You know, relationships are built over time. And so properly following up with people and reaching back out is super, super important. Different things come up over time. And so, when you meet somebody at one point, you reach back out to them at another point. It could be, that there could be a different situation that, now you can really help on. And so to really, when I was doing jewelry, I sold, my biggest sale was $32,000. But it started at, I think it was like 5,000. So she started with buying a 5,000 piece from me. And then she bought a $15,000 piece from me. And then she bought a $32,000 piece from me. And it was all due to just, following up and continuing to add more, just continue to add more to the relationship. It's me reaching out to that person. It's me doing that work. It's hard. It can be hard to do, but you have to keep reaching out to people. And that's it's the same, the sales, if you're in a, in a personal relationship, people are going to change. And so, you have to just keep in communication is one of the main things that people don't do. I struggle with it myself, and I'm very happy to have a virtual assistant that helps me with that process, because that's one of the main ways that I grow my business. Is meeting new people and then following up with the people that I've met already. That is how I grow my business.
I think this is a great time of year to really apply. I mean, you could do it all the time, but we're coming up on holiday season into that, it's fall mode and holiday mode. And I just think it's, everybody can, you can meet your neighbors, right? You can shoot out texts. I think it's so easy today, instead of watching other people on social media, but being intentional about shooting out messages, just, hey, I'm thinking about you, or, hey, I'm wishing you. Yeah, I can't tell you how important it is to wish people a great day. Like, what if people like put out there, just send, two, three, get in the habit of sending two or three, good morning, wishing you a great day messages. That's following up with people. If you want to meet people in your neighborhood, meet people in your community, meet people in your church, whatever, right? It's one, yes, meeting with them. But like you said, I call it pursuing them, right? I'm going to pursue a relationship with someone. And the way I'm going to do that is to send them things, the power of a handwritten note, that shooting out a message, like all these things go into just building relationships with people. Because the bigger your posse, as we say on here, the more things can happen in life. I really believe that.
That's absolutely true. I 100% agree with that.
I love it. So as we wrap up, I always like to ask, what is the best way for people to find you and connect with you?
The best way is to find me on LinkedIn. Frederick Majors is the fastest way, and that's FREDERICK. Frederick, it's Fred at Maximizer Sales Coaching is my email address.
Maximizer Sales Coaching.
That's where it started at. And so I just never changed it. It went into sales teams, but I started off with sales coaching. And so I just never changed it. But Fred at Maximizer Sales Coaching is my email. But fastest way would be LinkedIn. And I'm very easy to find.
Awesome. Well, I encourage our listeners to connect with you. You're such a good dude. Love what you're after. And I really, really do appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for listening to another episode of the Man Up Already podcast. We really do appreciate it. And I want to ask you to do a couple of things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast, whatever platform you're listening or viewing on, subscribe to the podcast, right? Help us continue to grow. by joining the community. And also rate the podcast, rate the episode, right? Whatever platform you're on, you could leave a rating. Let us know your comments. Let us know your thoughts. If you can do that, we really do want your feedback. You could head on over to manupalready.com and check out our website. All the podcast episodes are on there as well. But also join our community, sign up on our emailing list. We're going to get content out to you. There's also a free resource there for you when you do that. And pass it on. Pass on the podcast. Let people know, right, what we're up to, what we're about. Speak about it. If you're a podcast enthusiast, please share episodes. Tell people about what it is that we do, what we do here, and what you like about it, and what you don't like about it. And that's okay as well. Right, it's just getting the word out. And then finally, I want to thank a great sponsor of our podcast, Master Beef Jerky. Their slogan is bold flavor, tender bite. If you head on over to masterbeefjerky.com, they've got incredible flavors there. But if you put in the coupon code MUAP, you will get 20% off your order. I highly recommend you check them out, Master Beef Jerky, bold flavor, tender bite, and a great, great sponsor of the podcast. Until next time, thanks so much for being here, and we'll talk to you soon.